This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Before we get to our next guests, let's take a little pop quiz. Ready? Name three female classical composers. Too hard? All right, name one. If you're having trouble coming up with any, well, you're probably not alone. Historically, the classical works written by women, like this one, Lili Boulanger, have not received much recognition. That's where soprano Angela Blasi comes in, along with her fellow performers, cellist Wendy Warner and pianist Olga Vinokur. Tonight, the trio will play a program made almost entirely of pieces written by women. They're here to give us a preview today. Soprano Angela Blasi, cellist Wendy Warner, and pianist Olga Vinokur are going to perform a song by the 19th, early 20th century American composer Amy Beach. Here is the Chanson d'Amour, Love Song, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is the Chanson d'Amour, Love Song, by Amy Chaney Beach, American composer who lived in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Live performance in our soundcheck studio by soprano Angela Blasi, Wendy Warner playing the cello, Olga Vinokur playing our piano. All three of them are performing tomorrow night. I think I said tonight earlier. It's tomorrow night at Barge Music, the floating concert hall in Brooklyn, under the Brooklyn end of the Brooklyn Bridge, part of a whole program devoted largely to women composers, female classical composers. And in the case of Amy Beach, first of all, Angela, welcome to you and the rest of the trio.
Hi.
But Amy Beach is sort of a great case study of what it took for a woman to gain any kind of attention as a composer. When she published most of her works, it was under her husband's... She was Mrs. H.H.A. Beach. Not even Amy.
Right.
So, I mean, what was it that was sort of behind the idea of this program tomorrow night?
Well, for a long time, I've just thought that some of the women composers just need more attention. It's just a simple... as that. And but not only just women composers, but women composers that composed really good music.
Yeah.
I mean that's obviously the first thing that we want to mention. But and I was always looking to have obviously women to work with, to be true to that concept. And because Olga and I have played together before, and Wendy and I are well acquainted, and I admire her playing, I thought this would be the perfect chance to also find something very different than the string quartets and everything. Just that this combination is different. And so it was just by chance, basically, that I found this.
This
particular song. Yeah, I was searching and searching and searching, and I just found it. And I really found that people have performed it before. It's not like it's something that nobody's ever heard. I just fell in love with it instantly. And originally, basically, it was very difficult because finding the cello part for this, because I think it's originally piano vocal, and there's a range of the cello. So it was really a challenge trying to find that, but we did.
So so the program includes
basically a cycle of songs. Of five composers. I call them the wives and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Are they all wives and sisters?
Well, pretty much, yeah. We've got Clara Schumann, obviously.
Robert Schumann's wife.
We've got Alma Schindler-Mahler, Gustav's wife. We've got Fanny Mendelssohn, who is Felix's sister.
Yep.
And we've got the Boulanger sisters.
Lily, who
and
was a
Nadja.
Composer,
mm-hmm.
and Nadja, who taught most of the great 20th century composers,
right.
It seems.
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean, she, obviously, a hugely important figure.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Olga, as a pianist yourself, I mean, we've never had any lack of great women pianists. I mean, Clara Schumann was known in her day as one of the premier pianists, but she was also a composer.
Right.
Why? Why so hard to get traction as a composer?
Well, actually, I would maybe mention Amy Beach because she is one of those composers, pianists. She was a tremendous pianist. I mean, extraordinary. And she stopped playing piano at the age of 18 because of her husband, who told her that you have to quit and start composing. But can you imagine a pianist who had rave reviews, Boston Symphony debut, and... Mm-hmm. Naming her performance as a perfect performance, stopped playing. And she didn't play, actually, for 25 years. And they had an agreement with her husband to perform one recital per year. So that's very difficult. I mean, I'm as a pianist can say that it's very difficult to kind of keep yourself from playing, from performing. But that's how she made 25 years. She composed all of this repertoire, wonderful repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she succeeded, even though she lived, you know, in the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. That's when women were at home, kind of domestic life without really going publicly.
Well, the composer you're going to play next, you and Wendy, this Louise Farrenc, she lived exclusively in the 19th century. So would she have had a lot of the same problems of, you know, being given access to the concert hall?
I think she, I think her thing is that during that time, opera was very popular, and she mostly composed chamber music and instrumental music, so she probably was not as popular. I think Amy Beach is a very extraordinary example of woman succeeding in her career. Mm. because most of the women, they were not. That's why we don't know those, like Alma Mahler, we just found out this beautiful song, and we know her just as a wife, you know. Nobody knows
well,
her as a
wife
really.
And
of exactly.
A wife of several Mahler. People.
And several
people. Right, right.
There's a story in Alma Mahler. There's a whole soundcheck program.
That's right.
In Alma
but
Mahler.
She's a wonderful composer yeah. at the same time.
Okay. Well, let's hear this this piece by the composer Louis Ferenc, this sonata for cello and piano in B-flat, Opus 46. We'll hear one movement of the piece in a live performance this afternoon on Soundcheck, and you can hear the whole piece as part of this program at Barge Music tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
New Jersey City University on Sunday afternoon.
Where at the
New Jersey City University.
Okay.
3 o'clock.
The performers in this piece, once again, Wendy Warner playing the cello and Olga Vinokur at our piano.
Thank you.
That's music from the 19th century French composer Louise Farrenc. Her sonata for cello and piano in B-flat, that's just one movement of the work, played live in our studio by cellist Wendy Warner and Olga Vinokur at the piano, along with soprano Angela Blasi. They're performing a program of mostly women composers tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Barge Music, the floating concert hall in Brooklyn. And Wendy, you're kind of a Barge Music veteran, aren't you?
Well, the first time I think I played there was probably like 1997, something like that. Yeah.
For folks who don't know, it's a real barge.
Yeah.
It's permanently moored at the end of Fulton Street there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is kind of, I mean, for an audience member, it's unique. You have this great view of the lower Manhattan skyline. For you as performers, though, unique challenges, I guess, would be one way of putting it.
Yeah. I think I remember the first time I played there, I missed a shift once because a boat had just passed by, and the barge started to rock vigorously. but there's no venue quite like it. It's very charming, and the audiences are very sophisticated, and so programming
now,
is great.
While the pieces that you've played here today go back more than a few years, there are a lot of really gifted composers on the distaff side these days. You're going to be playing something by Dalit Varshaw.
Dalit is a good friend of mine, and I've known her for a long time. And I've been, you know, looking for an opportunity to premiere this piece in New York for a long time. So I'm very excited to be able to do it finally.
So it's a desert call for solo cello. It'll be a premiere at Barge Music tomorrow night. Angela, it's a fascinating program, and, you know, looking at composers who really haven't gotten their due. So good luck with it, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much.
That'll do it for Soundcheck this time around. At this time next week, in the Green Space, we will present a double bill of great songwriters, and among them will be Suzanne Vega. Also, the indie rock trio The Mountain Goats, led by John Darnielle. You can be in the audience next Wednesday. That's Wednesday, March 30th, live at 2 o'clock. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. On our next program, we hear about the mysterious history of the Bach cello suites and a live performance from the swing band known as Le Chapeau Lapin, the Hot Rabbits. We'll find out what that's all about tomorrow. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Tiffany Kamhai and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again next time for another Soundcheck. Turning in your hand, small.